Hachette Audio presents A Dance of Mirrors, written by David Dauglish, read by Elijah Alexander. For Mom, who kept every story I ever wrote and every award I ever won. Prologue. Torgar staggered out of the tavern with the blood of a stranger on his knuckles.
I want my sword,
he said to the four burly men who had persuaded him to leave.
Come get it when you're sober,
one said as he shut the door.
Well, at least give me my damn drink.
No such luck. The sellsword cursed and howled until his lungs hurt. Feeling better afterward, he made his way through the streets of Angelport back home. Home, of course, was his little room in the Keenan family's magnificent estate, as captain of their mercenaries and guards. Not that he needed to do much anymore. With the Thieves' War ending nearly 2 years ago, his life had grown significantly quieter. And quieter meant boring. He wasn't quite as young as he once was, either. When he first agreed to work for Lori, he would have crushed at least a dozen skulls before they flung him out the door of a tavern. But now?
Getting old,
Torgar grumbled, bracing a hand against the nearby walls to steady his walk.
How in Karak's name did that happen?
Surely it wasn't that long ago he'd been a feared mercenary. The bloody Kensgold was, God's help him, 7 years ago? He turned and spit. On that night, he'd hunted thieves, drunk himself stupid, rescued Madeline Keenan from Thren's little hideout, and overall had himself a glorious time. A shame those days were behind him. Well, all but the drinking part. Without his sword, he felt naked traversing Angelport streets. Big as he was, he doubted any ruffians would be dumb enough to try hustling him. That, and he certainly didn't look like a man loaded with coin. But he liked having his weapon with him anyway. All it'd take was one bad turn, one lucky snot with a dagger and a hungry belly, and he'd go from Lori Keenan's trusted mercenary to just another rotting hunk of meat to be cleaned up by the city guard. Thankfully, he encountered no one on his way home. The streets were strangely quiet. Lori had mentioned something about the elves. Perhaps that was the reason. The whole city stank of nervousness. At the gates to the Keenan estate, he saluted the single guard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?